At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Hello and welcome to the Matt Brady Show. Wow. Man. This is a great day. This is a great, great day. You know, I really wanted to do this show, and I never really wanted to try to have my biases come through, but it's just hard. It's just really hard to do because Ohio State just won the national championship. Took down Notre Dame. What a season. What a game. It was way more exciting than I thought it would be. You know, I predicted, if you go back to my video where I did my prediction, I said 34-17. Ended up being 34-23. Notre Dame, props to them. They came back and they played a much better game than I thought this was going to end up being. Those two-point conversions had me nervous there for a while. And I think a lot of people are going to rip Marcus Freeman for trying to kick that field goal. I actually kind of think it was a good idea, given the momentum, given the time. You know, normally I try to do these after the game, so I can actually have like a day to think about it. I like to do it the following morning, but we're just going to do it right here because it's, yeah, so excited. This is great. I mean, shout out to Notre Dame. Great, great season for them. But Buckeye fans, hey, this has been a long season. It's been a long, tough season, especially now that the college football playoffs is this much longer. You know, like I said before, I was at that Oregon game. That was a tough loss. A lot of the narrative now is going to be around Ryan Day. Oh, you guys are chanting fire Ryan Day. But the fact of the matter is that all that negative hate towards Ryan Day saying it's time for him to go, he had to go out and prove it. And Ryan Day had to go out and earn it. And he did, because if you look at the play calling of the Buckeyes before the Tennessee game and then in these playoffs, he's been way more aggressive. They became a very conservative team after that Oregon loss. A lot of just, you know, running the ball up the middle, and then the playoffs hit and they took that Michigan loss. I mean, you know, Michigan fans have been, you know, ragging on me and ragging on Ohio State. Oh, you guys lost us. That loss is the best thing that happened to us. Planting that flag lit a fire in this Ohio State team. The response from the fans saying fire Ryan Day lit a response in this Ohio State team. So if that's the case, then thank you guys. We appreciate it. You know, don't care. Like, we just won the national championship. All right. Woo. Immediate reactions. Let's dive in to the game here. First of all, props to Will Howard. He had 13, I think it was 13 straight completions. Looking at the box score here, you know, he finished 17 to 21, 231 and 2. Judkins, 11 carries, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had a huge game. Henderson, he finished 12 with 49, but, you know, a lot of his runs came in big, big moments. And then Smith finally had a big game. He was held in check against Texas, but he had 5 of 88 and 1. And ultimately what I said would happen, if you go back to my prediction episode I think it might have even just done a YouTube short and TikTok and stuff like that. If you want to go look at that, you know, I said 34-17. It ended up being 34-23. But what I said in my prediction was I just don't I didn't think that Notre Dame would be able to stop all of Ohio State's weapons, because you look at what Texas did, and Texas said, hey, we're going to double, even sometimes triple, you know, with zone coverage, Jeremiah Smith. And what ended up happening is that everyone else had big games. That's where Henderson had that monster, you know, he had that screenplay, because you just can't cover everyone. And that's ultimately what happened in this game. The other thing I said was that the only thing that could stop Ohio State is penalties. Ohio State's own penalties. And they ended up having, well, let me see if I can pull it up here. You know, they had, I think it ended up being like 6 or 7 penalties. And that was huge. You know, that was huge. That did hold them back. Ohio State ended up having 6 for 58. You know, you take those away, that's what killed Ohio State against Oregon the first time. And that's what hurt Ohio State against Texas, was penalties. You know, they were drive killers. There were a lot of offensive penalties. Here it was defensive penalties that kept Notre Dame in the game. So thankfully, you know, they were able to play some mistake-free football early on. And, you know, you get going, and Ohio State, 28 unanswered points. I mean, that's huge. It's the same thing that's happened this entire playoffs, is every playoff game, they got it. I think every playoff game, that has to be maybe some type of record. I have to go back and look at the Tennessee game. I don't think we were up like 28-0 on them. But I mean, you know, I mean, they get out to these massive leads going into the half, and then it's too much to overcome, has basically been the story of the playoffs this year. And now, you know, I made the argument that if Ohio State beat Notre Dame, they will have beaten 6 of the 11 other playoff teams, right? Because they also beat Penn State and they beat Indiana in the playoffs. They also have, and you know, this is going to be something with the playoffs now, because any team that gets in is going to have some wins over some of the top 10 teams. But I mean, you look at this, at their schedule this year, and you look at what they accomplished. That Oregon game, the first one at Oregon, I mean, they lost by 1 point to the then number 3 team in the country. And I think Texas lost that day too. And that's how Oregon ended up getting up to number 1. But right, so they lost to the number 3 team that ended up becoming the number 1 team they would play later. They lost by a point all the way on the other side of the country. And we're seeing this year that all of the teams that play across the country, no matter if you're going east to west or west to east, are struggling. There was a lot of struggling now that we have these conferences that are basically the entire country. So you look at that one, you know, then they beat a Penn State team, then they beat an Indiana team. They kind of smoked the Indiana team, and then they did lose to Michigan. They lost to that. But I mean, over the course of the season, I think this is still a pretty good resume. And this is a pretty good resume for Ohio State when you talk about some of the best teams ever. I still think they are, because you look at this and they beat 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They not only beat those teams, they beat 6 of the other teams in the playoffs, but they also have 6 top 10 wins. Like, that's insane. That's huge. That's, you know, that's right up there with like LSU, the Burrow year. I mean, that's like an amazing season for them. So is it, you know, going to be the greatest ever? I don't know. It's hard when you have that Miami team that was just so amazing and loaded with like first round NFL talent. But what's to say this team isn't? I mean, you look at the receivers, the defensive guys, you know, I mean, Jeremiah Smith will probably be he might be the first pick overall by the time he gets to the draft. So amazing, amazing season by the time this whole thing ended up being done. Another few things, and there's a lot of things I want to go over today. And then, you know, I want to come back. This is just sort of my initial reaction. You know, we can talk about legacy and where do conferences go from here, right? I mean, the Big Ten just won back-to-back championships. It's a pretty big deal. And, you know, last year, the two teams that were in it were Big Ten teams. And this year, the two of the teams that were almost in it were Big Ten teams, right? I mean, Penn State almost got in. So with the SEC, Alabama didn't even make the playoffs this year. I think it's pretty safe to say going into next year, you might hear a lot of talk about how the SEC is no longer the premier conference, because the Big Ten's won it twice in a row now. And that'll be a big deal. That'll be a big part of the conversation going into next season. So, all right, let's go back just to this game. you know, Ohio State got up to that huge lead. Will Howard had an amazing game. But on the Notre Dame side, I mean, props to them because they did not stop fighting. But you could tell defensively it was just too much. And then I think really it came down to Ohio State had a lot of penalties that kept them in the game. Right. I mean, Riley Leonard finished 22 of 31, 255 and two. He also had 40 yards rushing and a touchdown. I mean, he had a pretty monster game. And I liked Riley Leonard, but Ohio State completely shut down Love and Price, which I didn't actually think would happen. I thought they would have pretty big games. And then, you know, Great House finished 6 of 128 and two, you know, but some of those come when Ohio State's up and they really have to drive. They have to be really aggressive. But I think the big story for Notre Dame, one this year, is
stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6 ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One not is just for this year as well as this game was that field goal. That's going to be the story. That's going to be the argument. Should he have gone for a touchdown there? I mean, obviously in hindsight now you can look at it, but I kind of think kicking the field goal there kind of a little midway through the fourth quarter. I mean, there were still about 9 minutes left when they went to kick that field goal. It was a chip shot. If you get that, you still got Ohio State pinned down. You've got the momentum at that point because you scored that touchdown. You got the two. They hadn't scored the other one yet. But now the game's a little bit closer because you need as many points as you can get. And if you go out and stop Ohio State in a three and out, which they did, and then get the ball back, and then they drove down and got another touchdown at 2 points. Well, if you add that field goal in there, well, now it's a much, much closer game. So I think Marcus Freeman's going to be ripped for that. That's going to be in Notre Dame fans' heads this entire offseason. I mean, their kicking game has been abysmal. It's been terrible. It's this whole season. I listened to the Ohio State Sirius broadcast, and they said, and I did not know this, that Notre Dame's kicking has been the worst in college football. Not like, you know, Power Five teams, like the worst in all of college football. So I don't know if I'd have to look at the stats to confirm that, but that's what they were saying. So that's not even something I heard like ESPN or anybody mention going into this game. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be that's going to be the narrative. That'll be the narrative for Notre Dame fans about this game. But other than that, I think Notre Dame had an amazing season. And I think that they proved once for all, they don't need to be in a conference. I mean, a lot of people are complaining and a lot of people who are in, you know, or around conferences, like Cam Newton said, I want to see Notre Dame play in a conference. Yeah, well, Panthers fans wanted to see you die for a fumble. Okay, like Notre Dame doesn't need to be in a conference. They, in a way, are. I think it's actually good for college football that Notre Dame isn't in a conference. I mean, they play like half the American. They play some Big Ten teams now. You know, they used to play the Pac. And now they're playing some of the ACC teams. So, like, it's good that you have a team that's this good that can play other conferences because it gives you a common opponent to help compare conference to conference. So, like, and Notre Dame doesn't get any of the conference money if they don't make it. And then people are saying, oh, look at all the money they're getting. But they have to go out there and say, we're going to do it. They don't play in a conference championship game. They said, we're just going to have our schedule. We're going to play it. And we'll just go into the playoffs where we go. And we're fine with that. So I don't have a problem with Notre Dame not being in a conference. I don't think they need to be in one. I think it's totally fine. If you got a problem with it, leave. Like, especially for, you know, like Cam Newton was saying that on ESPN, talking about Notre Dame needs being a conference. Like, for, like, you played for Auburn. What benefit has Auburn been to the SEC since Cam left? Nothing. Like, just because your teams are in a conference doesn't mean that it actually benefits you or that conference. I mean, like in football, does Maryland or Rutgers at all benefit Ohio State? No, it doesn't benefit them. If anything, it's a deterrent. I'd rather see Ohio State play. I mean, heck, sometimes like, you know, these lower Power Five schools, like in football, we'll just say, you know, like even like a Duke, obviously Duke is an important basketball team. But like in terms of football, like what benefit does Duke provide to their conference? What benefit does Auburn provide? You know, what benefit does, you know, Rutgers, Maryland, you know, I mean, you go back to the PAC days, Oregon State. I mean, it's been years since they haven't been good. And you could say, yeah, but they upset Oregon. Okay, but I mean, they didn't do it this year, but, you know, in previous years. Okay, yeah, but like you could easily just be as upset by like Northern Illinois, which Notre Dame was, which is a group of five school. So I don't know. I think there's way too much stock even put in to some of these conferences and some of the teams that are in these conferences because they don't actually provide that big of a benefit to the other teams in their conference. I think it's more likely we end up with a super conference. But anyway, that's another discussion to have at another time because Ohio State won the national championship and I want to put the focus back on them. But I wanted to talk about Notre Dame this year. Great season to them. Props to them. You know, it's just the way it goes. You can't win every game, but hey, they had a great season. They lost to definitely, I think, the best team in the country. I don't think anybody, I mean, obviously Ohio State just won the national championship, but I think even a lot of people thought for a lot of the season that Ohio State was still one of the best teams. So yeah, I mean, this team, when you look down the stats, Smith, Abuka, Tate, Judkins had a huge, huge game. It just came down to they just have too many weapons. Too many weapons. And when they're playing aggressive, when Ohio State decides to not play conservative like they did after the Oregon game, up into the Tennessee game, when they play aggressive, when fans are saying, fire Ryan Day, right? I mean, we were saying that because he had bad performances against top five teams. You know, he lost to Oregon 2 years ago when he had CJ Stroud and in the horseshoe. Like Oregon, it's not like this year where we went to Oregon. It's, you know, Oregon came to us and we lost with arguably the best quarterback in that season, in that draft, right? Was CJ Stroud. So the fire Ryan Day chance had impact because he's been more aggressive. You know, they said he's taken a little bit of the play calling away from Chip Kelly. Not like he took it away like Chip Kelly was bad, but more like I want to be more involved in it. And you've seen that. They've been more aggressive with the pass plays. That Tennessee game, they were just Will Howard was ripping loose, throwing it all over the place. And here at the end of the game, when they had that third down and they needed a big play, they threw it deep. I mean, not deep, but you know, it wasn't just like a short little out route or something. I mean, hammered it. And that's all Ryan Day. So he's earned it now. Ryan Day has cemented his legacy forever in Ohio State. He won a national champion. He won a national championship. He's in the group. He's in the club. Nobody can take that away from him now. That's it. He's earned it. And that's what he needed to do, is he needed to go out and earn it because he hadn't done that. And now he has. So now, you know, he's good. He's good for a couple of years, right? I mean, you got to keep winning though. But yeah, I mean, this program is in an excellent spot. You can say it's all NIL money and they're getting more than everybody else. Maybe Alabama was getting a lot under the table. And Ohio State's just doing it above the table. So, whew, it's exhilarating. It's exciting. I'm glad we haven't won one since we beat Oregon in that, you know, the first college football playoff. Now first time they've expanded it, Ohio State gets in and wins the whole thing. And wow, what a team. What a team. And we'll have to look and see. I'm recording this literally once it's over, who they'll say like the MVP was. I would have to imagine it would be I don't know. You could be Ibaka or Will Howard, but I would probably give it to Will Howard. He had a huge, huge game. You know, he ran the ball a lot, 16 for 57, 17 of 21. And yeah, he completed like 13 straight. So no turnovers from him, which was huge. And yeah, big, big game. Great game. So, all right. That's it. Just kind of wanted to come on and do some an initial reaction. A great, elated experience for me. And I hope other Ohio State fans out there as well. I will come back again this week and we talk a little bit more like legacy and, you know, a much more reserved podcast that's not just, you know, minutes after checking the end of this game. And then we'll move on to the NFL. Until the Super, we've got a couple weeks left with that, and then we'll see where we go from there. Probably back into college football recruiting, draft talk. Maybe the NBA will be a little exciting, and we'll just dive into all that. So appreciate it, guys, as always. But hey, that's it for us today. If you like the show, be sure to give us a like, hit that subscribe button for more content, and give us a review on iTunes. If you want an opinion of your own shared on the show, give us a comment or send us an email at themattbradyshow@gmail.com, and we'll see you next time.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.